everything's running smoothly.
So smooth, Pete. A 2020 kind of KC morning show smooth. This your Kansas City morning show.
Good morning, Hartzell. It's a good year to be a Kansas City and happy 2020.
Oh, this guy.
It's this Friday.
No, are you questioning it? Say it with your chest. Confidence.
It's Friday.
On your KC morning show.
If you're just waking up in Kansas City, the real feel is in your low 30s. Should get a little bit better this afternoon. Your high of 45, low of 27. Will be a nice weekend in Kansas City, Hartzell. Sunny. Ooh. High of 44, low of 37 on Saturday. High of 51, low of 27 on Sunday. We're into January 3rd. Still a mild winter here in Kansas City.
Is that different than most winters you've come across? Meteorologist, chief meteorologist, Jamal Sweeney.
Moved here about 6 years ago. Uh-huh. And every winter so far has been at least a little bit for a stretch. Tough to deal with. Bitter, if you will. This one has been mild. Mild the entire time, which I've appreciated.
Wow.
Big fan of climate change, global warming. Burn us up, is what I say.
Pete, you look, I didn't know if you could look any more ravishing, but this new year has just really done a number on you.
Wearing flappers, looking dapper.
Pete with the good hair in 2020.
That's right. How did you ring in the new year? I want to move on from this.
No, hair. I want you to know it looks great.
Thank you.
I feel like you may be a little bit nervous. I think it looks
great. Actually, speaking of hair, they say in the new year, on New Year's Eve, you're supposed to have herring, the fish, for good luck. So
you're nothing but good hair.
To connect both things.
No, I did not do a whole lot, which is exactly how I wanted to spend New Year's Eve. The last 2 years, me and my girlfriend, we've just kicked it at either my house or her place. And put on some New Girl, restarted that.
Oh my.
And right, we've really let ourselves go.
Starting what the happened? Decade with like the 12th best show, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Probably lower than that of the last day.
No, New Girl. Seasons 1 through 5, groundbreaking television.
12th is high.
We really doubled down on Zooey Deschanel. We really, the whole wacky, zany, but that really was a thing for us.
It worked. The Nick in me agrees with you.
You are such a Nick Miller.
Whatever you say, Schmidt. I laid low as well.
I'll take that.
Went to dinner at Brown and Low. Was good. Again, I think.
Where'd you find a spot last minute? Because you were texting me and I had nothing for you, man. I'm sorry.
I just went to dinner at Brown and Low. They had a reservation and then laid low. It was good. It was it's the type of, I think, holiday where you get all worked up. You spend all this money.
Yeah.
And then you're like, wow. We did the same thing we did last Saturday for triple the price. So that's why I didn't go that route.
That's why I don't feel bad anymore. I feel bad. Last year, I think, was the first year.
You took it to the Chili's, didn't you?
I didn't even do that. I brought a Lunchable home. Like, I didn't even do that. But it's just, it's so expensive.
Stay away from the hot dog Lunchables, by the way.
You texted me trying to find a spot, and the cheapest ticket I could find was like $200 for some joint. No. I can watch the ball drop. From the comforts of a living room.
Let's say if we're still rolling.
Lots of gunshots in KC this year. Okay. Y'all need to tone that down.
Those are called fireworks.
No, it sure was not. We need to do better about that.
If we are still cooking next year, especially with gas, we should do a KC morning show, affordable New Year's.
Where, I would love that.
Where it's you just pay, that. What, $20 and we'll rent out a spot?
No, you scratch our back, we scratch yours. Get you some watered down booze. We'll rent out a bingo hall somewhere.
We definitely can't charge more than $20 now that we've made this big stink. I also wrote this down. I've been trying to write down things to tell you in the morning. I didn't sleep well last night, so I just slept naked. So just take that with you.
There's no preface for that, no setup. Just you wanted to let me know that, huh?
I said something I should talk about. So I sleep pretty well, just in general.
What is this transition? But keep
I really do. I sleep pretty well, just in general.
Uh-huh.
I probably have one night a month, every month, where I don't really sleep that great.
Uh-huh.
And then usually it's my strategy just go full nude because that usually gets me to bed. So for those who struggle with sleep out there, everyone's like, oh, should I use NyQuil? Should I use Robitussin? No, go commando. Happy 2020 to you. That's all I got. It's a wine thing.
Yeah, what is this? What are you talking about?
I'm winding down.
Is this... Oh my God, winding down. Are you going with...
Happy birthday, Lauren.
I was going to say, who is this with? Is this with a group of people? Is this a work
trip? Yeah, it's a birthday barley bus.
Birthday barley bus.
So it's actually the perfect Saturday because I'll get to complete some work in the morning, which I like, maybe get a thing or two done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the bus by noon.
Oh, damn.
It ends by 4, which is just when the football is beginning. We'll talk about that in a few minutes.
Yeah.
So it's perfect. I'll be nice and wind up for the football. Take some notes.
You're going to be taking zero notes.
Maybe a couple.
Why not?
And a decade with a bang.
Why not? And now you got to set the bar high for a new decade. And you've got a week off.
For what it's worth, I think this decade is going to be the decade of just a little bit more relaxed play.
Wishful thinking, really.
Relaxed.
Really?
Like McDonald's play place. You know, if you're younger.
That's also not.
Rather than going to the arcade, maybe McDonald's play place.
Have you been to a McDonald's play place? There's lawlessness in there, man. That's not how I want this year to go. I'll be real. I don't want it to end up that way.
You know what? I didn't go to many play places. I think I've talked about this on the show before, just because my mother was so scared of the germs. I'm so sick of these germs that you're going to go. You're going to go play in the balls? You want to get.
There she is.
You want to get pneumonia? Be in the hospital? McDonald's play place. What's wrong with you? Picked you up one time. You were in a sandbox and you had a syringe in your hand. Took you to Dr. Mowallen. So yeah, no McDonald's play place for me.
Yeah, not so much. Not so much, Pete. Well, hey, I'm happy to see you. I'm happy that you decided to come and join me this morning. I didn't know that, you know, as the new year rang in, I thought maybe you'd say, you know what? Casey Morning Show, that was so 2019.
No, we're going to keep on rolling. Fred Durst, another gift of the last.
That was two decades ago. That was two decades ago, or three. On that note, I feel like there's no better way to...
Should have worn my backwards red hat.
No, I know y'all be loving this right here. I can't even spell it.
L-I-M-P, biscuit is right here.
No, that's right. That's why they spell limp.
People in the house put them hands in the air.
Because if you don't care.
Oh, there he goes.
Then we don't care.
Now you.
1, 2, 3. Now we're
cooking.
Six. Something with that yep. Biscuit mix. Mm-hmm. Shut up.
Whoa.
I censored myself. So back this. Back one. Back this track up. Doom, 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 doom. Throw your hands up. Give me that beat. Give me that beat.
Throw your hands.
Throw your hands. Breathe in. Now breathe out. Hands.
Just want to apologize to everyone out there.
I am so sorry.
Was not my intention.
But it felt so right. Okay, I'm sorry. Now I got that out of the way. I'm so sorry. Did you have anything you wanted to get out of the way real quick?
I think I've said everything I've wanted to.
I just want to make sure because I'm about to do something. And before I
just
do that.
Just to review, low-key New Year's, uh-huh. Barley bus,
yep.
Sleeping in a nude.
Okay, so we can go ahead and do this.
You know what? You know what? You just made the list.
The list of Hartzell.
You just made the list.
I can't think of a better way to do this. Brand new year.
Too soon for the list. Of
No, I can't. I honestly wanted to get it as soon as possible. Because the first thing I thought of in 2020 was, you know what I need almost immediately in this brand new year?
What's that?
I need the list of Hartzell. You just made the list. I have a list for you, Pete. Pete, I have a list for you.
That was a good transition because I was able to apologize about the last segment, and now I can apologize about the new one pretty much back to back. Double sorry to the listeners.
It's not very nice. It's not very nice, Pete. I did so much work for this list of Hartzell.
What's the list?
Simple Google search. Thank you to our friends at fox4kc.com because I definitely stole this list from y'all. They put together major events and personalities that shaped Kansas City over the last decade. I wanted to make sure I wanted to get one more into the year thing, into the decade perspective, since you were the one that decided we didn't want to do a show on Wednesday.
Anytime you want to take a trip back to 29 Sween, I'm down, as you know.
Major events and personalities from the last decade in yours truly, Kansas City, Missouri. 2016, the launch of the KC Streetcar. 2010, the Kansas City Wizards rebrand themselves as Sporting Kansas City. They play their first game in the new home, Children's Mercy Park.
The team that never stops playing. Did you ever see that Lamb sing along? This is the song that doesn't end.
You mean Lamb Chop? Of course I saw Lamb Chop.
That's the KC Sporting, or that's the Sporting KC schedule. It just never ends.
I got an email from them last night. I got my full season schedule.
I bet you're excited. You get another source of income.
Oh, Baby boy, you said it so well. I thought you were going to say something like, I bet you're excited. You know, the team looks great, and I'm sure you're excited to get back out
money.
There. Oh, boy, that check's going to feel real nice. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Do they need anyone else? Do they need
assistant? No, this is my jig. No, you take a lap.
Uh-huh. Halfway?
Turn around. Go back.
Can we split the jig?
Nope, we sure cannot.
If you're listening out there,
there's something you can do for Sporting KC.
Yeah,
you can fall back is what you can do. You can lay low.
I'm happy to help.
No, you can.
We now come as a package deal. Almost BOGO. Buy one, get one.
2013, the JJ restaurant explosion on the plaza.
Ugh.
February 2013. That's anniversary.
I live right by there.
Oh, this is another bummer. 2016, the Verrucht water slide tragedy. 2016 was quite the year in Kansas City. 2018, got another bummer story. Might be. Don't blame me. Fox 4. Send your emails to them. Governor Eric Greitens resigns on the Missouri side in 2018. Which is huge. I mean, that's the first time. Where was this? Missouri Governor Eric Greitens. He stepped down in May of 2018, becoming the first governor to resign since 1857.
Oh, man, that's before 1900. That's my analysis on it.
2019. The severe weather storm in Linwood, that tornado.
Wow.
Let's see here.
Grim. This is a grim list.
Yeah, you know what? I should have. I didn't do a once over. I didn't. But no. Hold on. We're going to end on a
the bummer of Hartzell.
Hold on. We're gonna do a turn here.
Sorry.
2018, the dawn of the Patrick Mahomes era.
That's
in
right.
Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
How's that?
Great.
Does that make you feel better? Trade it up to go get our boy MVP.
Yeah, traded up three terrible stories for a good one. That was good.
And finally, I will end it with. I guess you've noticed the one thing I haven't talked about, so you probably know what it is I'm about to hit play on.
One ball, two strikes. Davis comes to the plate. Strike three called. It's over. They've done it. The Royals are World Series champions. The world champion Kansas City Royals.
You love to see it, don't you? KC Royals winning the World Series 2015, the first world title for your Kansas City Royals since 1985. The first since 85. What did you do? Listen, again, I know I'm not your sports guy, but I can read. I had that headline down.
I was going to tell you, Adele and Rihanna are coming out with albums pretty soon here, too.
Oh, you're really getting salty, aren't you?
Just in case.
Do you have an alert
you
now?
Cover that.
You have a music news alert now just so you can piss me
just
off.
Telling you.
Uh-huh. That's your list of Hartzell. Your first list of Hartzell in the year of our Lord 2020.
Hello. It's Sween.
Hello? Is it Sween you're looking for?
I must have called 1,000 times.
Okay.
In other news, this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Ready to go. A new decade style of this hot, sweaty, and passionate, and dare I say, get your news!
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Who's there, Pete?
News.
He don't mess around. He just gets right to it, doesn't he? Hi, what's your name? News. Oh, what are you here for? News. Let's get right to business.
You go to the speed dating line. Hi, I'm Pete. What's your name? News.
Okay, so what do you like to do here?
News.
I love when we make it this far in the intro. It does that weird, like, opera thing. Let's do some news.
The Church of News.
The Church of News. Speaking of church, I think I can talk about this. I'm not sure if I can or not, but.
Well, I guess we're going to.
This is.
We'll delete it later.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, what is this part?
Whoa.
Wow.
I don't know if we've ever gotten this far.
What is that?
Smoke on up because we got your psychedelic news.
Oh, yeah. Right. I know you love that.
We have to get into it.
Sorry. Well, I was going to say church. I am, speaking of church, I am going to be producing, I think going forward, the Church of Laszlo's afternoon show on The Alternative, 96.5 The Buzz, a radio station here in Kansas City, of which I am already
You're
employed.
The full-time producer?
I think I'm going to be, I know. Yeah, I'm going to be producing that show now.
You didn't tell me that even off air.
I did not.
What Just a surprise.
Found out yesterday.
Congratulations.
I didn't know how to break that to you. It's going to be some long days on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
That's worth it, though, right?
Absolutely. I was doing the math the other day. Because I had heard that there might be a chance. I didn't tell you, but I heard. And I'm going to be on air again, 96.5 The Buzz here in Kansas City, The Alternative. That's 96.5thebuzz.com for those streaming worldwide.
Unbelievable.
Across the world. I'm going to be on air from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. I'm going to be on for 8 hours a day.
Means more money, though, right?
I don't know about that. that's not the case.
It pains me to say this.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for a new co-host for the Casey Morning Show.
I hate to
lose Hartzell.
I gotta have this to stay sane, because it's gonna be 96.5 The Hartzell, and I can feel the texts coming in on the text line, on the phone, and Casey sucks. Get him out of here. I can already see it. Yeah. I've heard them do it before. They're not nice.
Do you know my number by heart?
You're that one.
It'll pop up.
You're that New York area code, right? Is that you? Oh, I found you.
It's probably my dad with the way he texts.
Your dad does text in.
Loves texting.
He does text. I totally forgot about that. Your dad is a sweetheart on the text line. He was awesome.
I don't know if he's ever been called sweetheart, but I guess I'll take it.
You had a nice break. You had a nice, what I'd say, even as far as maybe 10 whole days of not a whole lot of impeachment news, not a whole lot of political news in general, Pete, but the moratorium is over. Got to get back to business. New year, same impeachment.
A new year and an impeachment trial looming. But the president kicking off 2020 in Mar-a-Lago sounding optimistic.
As far as I'm concerned, I'd be very happy with the trial because we did nothing wrong.
The key question for senators, will that trial include witnesses as Democrats have been pushing for?
This news comes as new reporting from the website Just Security is showing us what's behind some of those black lines in the redacted emails the Trump administration was forced to hand over to those requesting it.
Clear direction from POTUS to continue to hold. Michael Duffy, a top Office of Management and Budget official, wrote in an email to Defense Department Comptroller Elaine McCusker on August 30th.
Just Security is a website that focuses on like national security and law and policy. They basically filed and you're a journalist, you know this stuff, Freedom of Information Act.
Right.
You remember that quiz on that one exam? You definitely...
FIA.
Look at you. You even got the acronyms down,
right?
Is that how you remembered it when you're studying for that final?
Mm-hmm. I always remember things with acronyms.
What'd you use for that one?
What do you mean?
FIA, what'd you use for that one?
Freedom is all right.
They were able to get the unredacted copies of some of these emails. They made it very clear after that, saying that, hey, this came by the direction, the orders of... President Donald Trump. So we'll see if that moves the needle or anything. The trial is still, I guess, coming. Articles of impeachment have yet to be sent over to the Senate. Nancy Pelosi, she's the Speaker of the House. She's still got them articles. She's still keeping them close to the chest. She might have been a genius, though, because stuff like this breaks, and now they've almost got to make some concessions. So we'll see what happens.
So they get rid of the black lines from all the papers?
Yeah, they took the black lines out.
Well, I hate these black lines. I know you want it. I know you want it.
Oh, no.
I know you want it.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Petey Thick.
Oh, boy. Okay, we're going to move
on.
The
impeachment record.
Hey. So I wanted our first KC story of the year to be one, like, if you're going to do, like, the heroic bar, then I wanted to make sure that we set this thing real high. And this guy, he may have done that.
A man jumps into action to save a woman and child from a burning home.
When Aaron Heppner spotted these intense flames the day after Christmas, he knew the house was vacant because he himself lives right down the street. But as he drove toward his house, he noticed the flames were spreading to the house next door.
I just kind of had it's hard to explain, just an instinct or gut feeling, and just thought, you know what, I got to pull over and check.
The first thing he heard after knocking was a dog barking. He says he was ready to break the door down to rescue him when it opened.
She opened the door, the grandma did, and she was in a wheelchair. And I said, hey, you know, your house is on fire. You've got to get out.
As Heppner explained what was happening, he says he saw this four-year-old little boy peek from around the corner.
I saw him and thought, okay, right, I've got to go. So I pushed the door open and I grabbed the little boy and I said, he's coming with me. And she said, okay.
Firefighters arrived just as Heppner went back to get the boy's grandmother and helped pull her to safety.
What a hero.
Don't you love that? It happened the day after Christmas. So that's, you know, just, you love it when a plan comes together, when good things happen to good people. And that was the plan.
Let's set this house on fire and have this guy come by.
Let that be a lesson to you. Sometimes you got to trust that gut feeling. You know?
Is that the plan?
When you are S drunk.
Oh, wow.
10 shots deep New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. When that gut feeling says, yo, man, don't text that girl. Don't slide in.
This is a little late for this advice.
Don't do that.
Right.
You don't need to do that.
Save a grandma instead.
Go save a grandma instead. Trust your gut instinct when it says, hey, let me go knock on that door and make sure grandma didn't get run over by a reindeer. Sometimes you got to do that.
I don't know if that's what you have to tell yourself.
There's not a whole lot of the house left on the corner of 45th and Virginia, but props to Aaron Hoppner. That guy, like we said, a hero and just doing the right thing. Didn't realize this was such a common occurrence. I was pulling audio last night for stuff to talk about, and I noticed that this little boy had found a grenade using one of his Christmas presents. And that, of course...
A real grenade.
Yeah, that's like some sort of strange crocodile toy. Oh my God, is that a grenade? Because this thing will attract metal. Well, that's a grenade. Bloody hell. I don't know what to do. Do I touch it? Do I call the bomb squad? I suppose I have to, really, don't I?
That's a real confused, accented man.
Just a few days ago, a 7-year-old out of Scotland, he discovered the remains of a World War II grenade on the beach of the Scottish Highlands. You like that? The Scottish Highlands.
Okay. Sure.
Okay.
Big golf course in Scotland called St. Andrews.
You watch sports, don't you?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
British Open, am I right?
Beautiful course. Open. There's a little, it's like a little smoky in the morning. That's Mountain Dew.
Oh, is that what it is? Mm. The discovery was made just 15 minutes after arriving on the beach with his family, Patrick McAlden. Patrick McAlden. Close enough. Was able to find the discovery. The metal detector went off the scale, according to this quote, was really surprised and shocked when I saw, in quotes, bomb. that'll give it away. That'll do it. A follow-up story, Pete. A few weeks ago, I guess a couple months ago now, the KCPD, the Mounted Police Program.
Yeah, real bittersweet story for
me. It was bittersweet for you. It really was. Because you're a big horse guy.
I love horses.
You're a big horse guy.
Ride them.
Remember you were so concerned about their jobs.
Pet 'em.
The job security.
I mean, how is the horse going to feed the rest of his little horse family?
One last photo op.
All right, I got a bunch.
Before police horses Diesel and Bear take off for their new home. Sergeant Joe Roberts is the supervisor of the KCPD Mounted Patrol. He says the decision to disband has been difficult.
You know, it's sad. I mean, this has been, you know, 12 and a half years of my career. Was in this facility doing mounted patrol.
The two horses will continue to serve, joining the Omaha Police Mounted Patrol.
The fact that they're going to get to continue on being police horses, you know, it means a lot to us.
According to the information posted on the Friends of the KC Mounted Patrol Facebook page, whew, it's a mouthful right there.
Right.
What a sentence fragment. All mounted patrol equipment is going to be maintained in hopes that eventually bringing the patrol back to Kansas City could be a possibility. The Mounted Patrol was part of KCPD for 13 years.
Says right here, too, if you're wondering, 10 to 15 barrels of hay per month for the horses. So good for them. They get a little raise and maybe can come back.
Well, the FDA has issued a ban on most flavored e-cigarettes, including fruit, candy, mint, and dessert flavors that are popular among teenagers.
We'll be taking it off the flavors for a period of time, certain flavors.
The Centers for Disease Control counts more than 2,500 cases of people hospitalized with e-cigarette or vaping-associated lung injury and 55 deaths. The CDC says the chemical vitamin E acetate found in some vaping products is closely associated with the deaths and illnesses.
As I've said this before, I'm sorry that their kids are using the product. We never intended for our product to be used by them.
Yeah, then right, Juul CEO Kevin Burns.
What a dope.
Juul, the market leader, declined to comment. In the past, Juul has said that none of its products contain vitamin E acetate.
Now, I'm not a doctor. I don't play one on TV, and I will never claim to be a medical professional.
Hartzell House.
I watched that show. But everything I read and everything I saw is that these kids getting sick were doing the knockoff THC ones. They were doing the knockoff weed. And because of those little brats, those assholes made it bad for all of us.
Right.
Have you had a mango pod? Life-changing.
Just stick to candy cigarettes is what I say.
Finally, I can't believe you missed this news.
What's that?
We totally stepped on this concert announcement, but I don't know if you know this information, but Motley Crue is back!
In 2014, Motley Crue announced their final tour, putting an end to almost 35 years on the road. To make it official, they signed an unprecedented contract. You know I'm a dreamer. In the years since, Motley Crue became more popular than ever and gained an entirely new legion of fans who, along with diehard crew heads, demanded the band tear up that stupid contract and come out of retirement. They knew that if they were ever to stand on stage together again, that contract would have to be destroyed. Well, destruction has never been an issue for Motley Crue.
It sure has not, Pete, because Motley Crue and Def Leppard, alongside Poison and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, coming to Kansas City! Yeah!
I've always wanted a sleeve. Maybe I'll get one before that show.
Oh man, I'm sweating. That was a lot going on there. That vein was popping out.
Yeah, man. You're talking about Motley Crue, and you got like a Mister Rogers sweater on right now.
So in 2014, bassist Nikki Sixx. So I've met Nikki Sixx. It's one of the coolest persons. Okay. Here you go.
Name drop gray is what we call.
I can't make one simple anecdote. Nikki Sixx. You know, I'm going to finish my story. Met Nikki Sixx at Rockfest. I was his golf cart driver. Yeah. Had heard he was a bit of an asshole, which is...
Opposites attract.
Oh, thanks, man. Appreciate that. And turns out everything I heard was wrong. He was the sweetest of men.
Oh,
He gave me his pick. He gave me the pick from the show.
Great,
no
man.
Big deal.
Wow,
big
what
deal.
A story. I was on the edge of my seat for that one.
After Motley Crue's successful Netflix biopic, they decided to scratch that agreement. In 2014, Nikki Sixx said that legally we can't play again. The only loophole is if all four band members agree to do it, we could override our own contract. But, and I quote, we know that will never happen. And like I said, we'll be seeing Motley Crue and Def Leppard coming to Kansas City. Tickets are online. Going to be at the Sprint Center this summer.
Destruction has never been a problem for Motley Crue. We'll see the crew heads in November.
I'm on my way. KC Morning Show. Pete, take it away. Sports.
Welcome into sports. Tyrann Mathieu has been named your AFC Defensive Player of the Month for the month of December. This from an arrowheadpride.com article written by, Mathieu registered 25 tackles, 6 passes, defense.
So I can't get
defense,
my cheap plug in, but you can
two
plug
interceptions
all yours.
And one sack during a 5-0 stretch in which the Chiefs defeated the Raiders, Patriots, Broncos, Bears, and L.A. Chargers. One thing Mathieu has been saying a bunch recently is the Chiefs have championship swagger. Well, I asked him to define that this week.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's really, you know, you having an idea of, you know, really where you want to go and then everything that it takes to get there. And I think body language is really important, which we do a great job with. I think, you know, your commitment to the process is extremely important. And then the film study, being prepared so that when you do go out there on Sunday, you know, everybody knows that you know what's going on. And, you know, like Deion used to say, you look good, you play good.
There you go. Like Deion Sanders used to say, you look good, you play good. People really buying into Honey Badger. Little story here, KC Morning exclusive.
Oh!
Someone tweeted at Mathieu yesterday morning, hey, how do you feel about these individual awards? And he tweeted back, I don't give an F, and actually spelled it out. I retweeted it very quickly, and it was quickly removed from Twitter shortly thereafter by, I would assume, a Chiefs PR member.
Again, editor-in-chief Pete Sweeney over here retweeting expletive-laden tweets.
I don't care. I retweet anything.
Dude, I don't care.
I will retweet anything.
I don't care, man. I don't care.
NFL games to watch this weekend. There are two games for Chiefs fans.
Mm-hmm.
Both are on Saturday, so after you get off the Barley Bus. Number 5 seed, Buffalo Bills, versus the number 4 seed, Houston Texans. That's on Saturday at 3:35 p.m. And the number 6 seed, Tennessee Titans, versus the New England Patriots. Same day, 7:15 p.m. after that game. So if you want to know who the Chiefs play, it's easy. If the Patriots win, the Chiefs play them next Sunday at Arrowhead Stadium at 2:05. If the Patriots lose, the Chiefs play the winner from earlier in the day of Bills and Texans. The other team in the mix that wins, they play the Baltimore Ravens. So everyone kind of thinks it's going to be the Patriots that come to Arrowhead, but I tend to think, and this is just my prediction, I think the Titans upset the Patriots, so the Chiefs get the winner of Bills-Texans. Anyway, not a lot of stress for Chiefs fans this weekend. You're just finding out who you play next week. Kansas City drop.
Who are you most afraid for us to see?
Hmm?
Who do you not want us to play first?
The team that really looks like they could be better than the Chiefs, and it's somewhat clear, is the Ravens. Mm-hmm. Everyone else in the league, I don't know.
But we wouldn't see them until
the AFC title game.
The game before Super Bowl.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Kansas State dropped the Liberty Bowl on New Year's Eve.
I watched this game.
No, you didn't.
I did. Me and my dad, we caught something at the Hy-Vee bar. Thank you very much.
You want to do it?
Some excellent.
Since you and your dad watched it alone by yourself.
If you're not wrong.
In the worst bar in Kansas City.
It was just us. We did Christmas at Hy-Vee. Yeah, I know, man.
You're like the guy in Santa Claus. And he's like, you want to go to Denny's? And Charlie's like, all right. I'll have a chocolate milk. Wear it out. Regular milk is fine. Anyway, Navy kicker Bahan Nicholas hit a 23-yard field goal with 2 seconds remaining, and number 21 Navy capitalized on a 4th-and-3 play in the final minute.
Thrilling conclusion.
To beat K-State 20-17, the Navy midshipman in Memphis. Wide receiver C.J. Williams, 41 pass and a halfback option, put Navy in position for the 23-yarder. Quarterback Malcolm Perry, who we talked about last week, had 213 rushing yards in the game. K-State, in the first year, Chris Klieman, finishes the year 8-5, which is actually okay for him. I mean, that was the first year after Bill Snyder. I think people were happy about that. Tonight on 41 Action News at 6:30, Chiefs playoff show featuring myself as the analyst.
This
should be fun.
Again, even.
Ron Rivera was named the head coach of the Washington Redskins.
Is that so? Are you trying to say that you think that your TV hit is more important than a grown man getting a NFL job? As a head coach, that's doesn't take precedence.
Well, it's Chiefs related. It is the KC morning show. I don't know. Last time I checked, this isn't the DC morning show.
Carry on.
No offense to all those DC morning hoes out there.
Flicks on Friday. Coming up next, this your KC morning show.
The KC morning show.
All right, my man is back. Back by popular demand. Sean Edwards, Fox 4 News.
Is that proven, though?
Film critic.
How do you know that?
I got numbers. Listen, I don't know if you know this. I run cool. This morning show, this KC
okay,
morning
I just want to make sure, like, back by popular demand according to...
rated number one by no one in particular.
All right.
Give yourself some more credit.
I just want to know if it's official.
Well, here's the thing. I'm all about writing coattails on this show.
All right.
And you just dropped a book that's real, real good.
I appreciate
it's
that.
It's blowing up. I read a little bit of it a couple of
times. Oh, you actually
ago.
Read some
I
of
did,
it. Good.
Man.
All right. Reading's
got,
back. Reading's
got,
back.
Well, listen, it's got pictures.
Yeah, it does have pictures. We loaded it up with pictures on purpose.
And the typeface is just gorgeous. I tell
okay,
you
well,
you did
cool,
a good
cool.
Job.
Well, I had nothing to do with the graphics. That was all Soda Pop me, graphics, which is based
me,
in Kansas City.
Let me gas you up, please. Would you hush? Well, tell them about the book.
No. We did this. We did a digital book in celebration of the 100th anniversary of the first feature film written, directed, produced, and distributed by a black person.
Right.
No, that's not Tyler Perry, but this guy named Oscar Micheaux way back in 1919, who actually has connections to the Kansas City area because he's buried in Great Bend, Kansas, believe it or not. I don't know why he ended up there, but he obviously died there and is buried there. And each year they have an Oscar Micheaux Film Festival, or they used to have an Oscar Micheaux Film Festival.
Does he show up?
Actually, Tyler Perry is very aware of Oscar Micheaux. He's actually going to play Oscar Micheaux in an HBO film. film sometime in the near future.
Really?
That he actually
Look
wrote and produced. Yeah, man, don't play with Tyler Perry, man. He built a studio in Atlanta. We actually did a piece on him in the book. Yeah. It celebrates 100 years of black filmmaking, so we talk about some of the biggest moments in the history of black film. We list the 100 most important black films ever made. It's a pretty comprehensive piece. It's written by several prominent, you know, film critics around the U.S., around the globe, actually. So it's not just me, but it's a lot of other people that contributed to the book. And the graphic design work was all done locally here in Kansas City by a company named Soda Pop Graphics. We're trying to make it happen, man.
A humanitarian over here.
Yeah, which, nah, I'm just a Tyler Perry playbook, man.
We're talking our favorite films of the 2010s. How's it stack up with, like, other decades?
Oh, that's a great question.
How do we
wow.
do? Look at me. Listen, you call yourself a journalist. Personally,
the 2010s were not that bad, but I mean, it's an okay decade.
Well, let's start with your favorites then.
All right, number five on the list. All Brad Pitt does is produce movies about the black experience to win Oscars. Moonlight, 2016.
Yeah. Whoa. I did not know he was a part of Moonlight.
Yes, Brad.
That is news to me.
Plan B, man. Brad don't play. Yeah, he also produced Selma this decade. Like, Moonlight was beautiful, but it was a true, like, indie movie. But the best part about Moonlight is it did the one thing a lot of movies don't get credit for. It had, like, terrific casting because you really thought those three guys were the same guy, which was amazing.
Yeah, they didn't want those age progression.
But it actually worked. Naomi Harris was incredible as a cracked out mom. It just there was so much about this movie to work, and Mahershala Ali as the, you know, the drug dealer with the heart of gold won an Oscar for the movie. It won Best Picture. It won Best Screenplay. It just was. A lot of people overuse this statement. You've never seen anything like it. No, you had never really seen anything like it. Because, I mean, structurally and the way it played out, it was completely different. So that's number five.
Yep. And LGBTQ storylines of black
exactly.
folks.
Like, that exactly. Was, that that's was rare. Huge. That's rare. You had that and Pariah.
Yeah, how many more?
In this decade, that's about it. Yeah. There's a couple others, but those
I wish more black folks saw it, to be real.
Well, that's the problem. No one black saw Moonlight.
That's the problem. Exactly. That's the problem.
Couldn't really talk about Moonlight at the barbershop.
And that's on us. That's on us.
Yeah. We got it's still out there, so check it out if you get a chance. Yep. Number four on the list. Now, a lot of black people did see this one. Fast Five, 2011. But you got it. But here's the thing. Fast Five, like that franchise was already, like, moving. Like, that franchise was killing it, but Fast Five took it to the next level.
Was that the one that brought in The Rock?
That's the first one with The first one. Dwayne Johnson popped up in Fast Five. But the cool part about it is you got to give Vin Diesel credit because he always wanted to push that multicultural, multi-ethnic sort of mantra. And he really did it big with Fast Five. And it just, these movies are really popular globally. Like, you know, they love it in Brazil. They love it in Spain. They love it in Russia. They love it in China. I mean, it's a global phenomenon.
When did that first one come out?
Ooh, whew, man.
Look, I know I'm putting you on the spot, but it's been a minute.
I'll just say a long time ago. The first one was based on a magazine article. Vin Diesel read a magazine article about these kids who souped up these cars and would race each other. And so a journalist wrote a story about it, and then he bought the rights, and then they turned it into a movie.
I didn't know that's how they
It's based off a magazine article.
Okay, okay.
Number three, this movie.
Top
man,
three,
I could watch this movie over and over again. And it's only fitting that this movie is one of the best of the decade because the 2010 is the first decade where the entire decade was all about social media.
Yeah.
David Fincher's a beast. The Social Network. If you go back and watch that movie, man, don't even pay attention to a story. Just look at the camera movement and the editing and David Fincher might be the best former music video director turn movie director in the history of movies. All right, number two on the list. This movie just caught everybody off guard and blew everybody away. Nobody saw it coming. Nobody saw the director coming. Nobody knew anybody in the cast, and it still was a global hit. It was a cultural phenomenon. We still use slang terms from the movie. Uh-oh. Get Out.
Get Out. You know how to tease. That was a sell.
But it's amazing because there's really technically no one famous. Like, when it came out, there was no one famous in the movie. Mm-hmm. Like, no one had ever heard of Daniel Kaluuya. Lakeith Stansfield was unknown. Yeah. more people knew Allison Williams' dad than her. Like, oh, that's Brian Williams, the dude that got kicked off of NBC's Daughter.
Right.
Like, yeah,
right.
That's her. And
right.
Like, and then everybody else was super unknown. Like, the only person that might have been most known was the mom. And it also, it just beat. When, like, now, like, if that movie came out now, everybody would ruin the surprise because Twitter just kills stuff.
You're
like
right,
that. This got in just in time before people went nuts on social media and spoiling everything.
You're right, right.
So, yeah, Get Out is number two. 2017, Jordan Peele, man, he came out of nowhere because he had just a couple years before that was in a movie called Keanu, which was horrible.
You didn't like Keanu? Was that the one about the dog?
Cat.
The cat, my mistake.
Yeah, cat.
Hey,
here's a note to anybody who's
never
become,
give up, man.
But also here's the thing about anybody who wants to be a feature filmmaker: don't make movies about cats. They don't work. They don't work on any level.
Doesn't matter what year.
Stick to the dog. Because people go see those dumb dog movies. Oh. Five dog movies this year. A Dog's Journey and this dog. And I was like, man, dogs are just winning at the box office.
That's it, man. You've heard it here from Sean Edwards.
Man.
If you want to do the box office right,
make a movie
avoid
about
cats
a,
at all costs.
Avoid cats and make a movie about a stupid dog. It works every time.
Recap real quick your top five. Give me your top five real quick.
Oh, real quick?
Number one.
Okay, number five.
I can tease two.
Okay, cool. Number five, Moonlight 2016, Fast Five from 2011. Number three, The Social Network from 2010. And at number two, Get Out from 2017.
All right.
Team me up.
Your critic's choice, Sean
Edwards. I was very
apprehensive. Number one of the 2010s.
Yes, yeah, number one of the 2010s. I was very apprehensive when I first heard they were making this movie. I'm like, why are they making this movie again? Like, they've exhausted all the possibilities. There are no more plot threads left to be shown. Like, this is going to be one of the worst movies ever.
Okay.
But I had to screen it because I had to, you know, review it for work. So I walked in, and about 5 minutes in, I'm like, this is amazing. I've never seen anything like this. And then the action set pieces were like, you got to be kidding me.
Oh.
But then it was so bizarre. That's like, this is like weird. But the people in it, the stars were like selling it. And then by the time it ended, I was like, this is one of the most daring, courageous, mind-blowing, sick to death with the action. I really don't know what's going on, but I'm buying in type movie I've ever seen.
Take me there.
Mad Max Fury Road.
Whoa!
That movie was
sick. You went
sick.
Mad Max at number one.
Yeah, it should have won Best Picture.
I didn't see that coming.
George
out, and that
Miller
was great. I love Mad Max.
Killed it. Dude, those action set pieces, there was no green screen.
Were
was
you a fan of the originals at all?
Nah, that's why I said I went in. Like, those Mel Gibson movies were stupid.
Yeah.
Like, those, man, I was like, what is the Mad Max? They're making Mad Max again? I was like,
push this cup to show,
man. What are they doing? But no, I mean, Charlize was amazing, man. Tom Hardy. You still haven't seen anything like it.
It was just enough nostalgia,
man,
but also
cool.
A brand new
plot.
Yeah,
and they broke away. They broke away to make it his own movie, man. They shot that whole thing in Africa, which is cool.
What are we hearing for the 2020s? Anything in the works? Are you like you feeling good about? Like, what's our next thing? Like, you know, we had the zombie phase. We had the
superhero. I don't know where
thing.
I don't know where we going, man. I think the superhero thing is going to at least the first part of the decade because.
Okay.
No, you got Black Widow coming out next year. Everybody's all pumped about that. You got a couple other Marvel movies coming out. And then on the DC side, you got Wonder Woman and you got that Harley Quinn Birds of Prey coming out. So we're going to be stuck with that.
Now, what are you doing in the 2020s as
well? Fatale, man.
What is that what you're doing?
Yeah, yeah. Fatale. October 2020. And then we got a small indie movie coming out, a sequel, Meet the Blacks 2 in April.
Okay, well, we should
Ghetto
do,
movie. That's,
when
a,
you
that's
do,
a barbershop movie.
Well, that's, we got to make up. So when you do this stuff,
barbershop
can you let us know?
Yeah,
so
yeah. I'm going to give you some exclusive clips, premiere tickets.
Let's do that. See?
Yeah, I'm gonna bring Mike Epps to the. You know when Mike Epps is in the movie, it's ghetto. It's Mike Epps and Cat Williams.
Oh no!
Yeah, man.
Oh, okay. Well, we're not gonna have a show that day. It's just gonna be them talking.
You know you're doing well in Hollywood when you can afford to cast Mike Epps and Cat Williams. Like, I'm gonna roll the dice on Cat Williams. You know how most people woke up this morning like, I got 365 days to get things done. Uh-huh. When Cat Williams woke up, he got like 120 because he crazy the rest. He got 100. He got 120 functional days out the year. Nah, he cool. He cool.
Woo, Sean Edwards, Fox Sports film critic. We gonna do some new movies next week, yeah?
Yeah, it's gonna be slow. No, that's some good stuff coming out because we get the we're gonna talk about 1917.
There we go.
Because Kansas City has the best World War I museum on the planet, and that movie's about World War I.
Let's do that then.
The KC Morning Show.
So there you have it, Mad Max.
I guess I got to see that movie now.
You just you love finding ways to rub that in, don't you?
I'm gonna have to email my people.
I haven't had one hangout with you since you've shown me that you have a copy of The Rise of Skywalker. I have not had one hangout since you showed me you had a copy of Bombshell. You had a copy of 1917, which I would love to watch because we're reviewing it next week. So if you
did, you want to see Parasite?
Yeah, Parasite, don't you? I bet you do. Or we can bet you do.
We can go the Knives Out route. Or Britney Runs a Marathon. Whatever you want.
Is this a thing? How? I don't understand this. Okay, when you walked in to your first TV hit, was there just a sign-up list? And then they just use that list and then just funnel that to Hollywood?
I'm in the union, man.
This guy's a union.
Writers Guild.
He's a union guy. On the union labor.
It's good to be in a union, a little protection.
A little protection. All right, man. Well, let's do some previewing, huh? Don't you have some things for us to be doing this weekend?
It's a good transition.
Peter,
it's the
James,
weekend.
Jamal.
It's the weekend.
Let's find you some music for this. What you want to hear? Let's see. What are we doing here? Pete, what do you got an ear for? What you vibing for? What do you want to hear today? What music do you want? What's going to be your bed music for this weekend preview?
Oh, we're talking bed, little R&B.
Ooh. Yeah, continue on.
Okay, here we go.
I got you, baby.
So it's already First Friday in the crossroads today. Hartzell, you're more of a First Friday guy. I was going to rely on you for this.
Uh-huh.
Is it fun? What are you doing there in First Friday?
I just like to walk around.
I only have gone a handful of times. I feel like I'm doing it wrong. I don't always have the best time.
Just walk around and go find some booze. You're fine.
Okay.
That's about it. That's about it.
Also Friday in Waldo at the Well at 8 p.m., it is a stoplight party. Single, wear green. It's complicated, wear yellow. In a relationship, wear red. $3 themed shots, $1 glow bracelets. I mean, what more do you want from a party like that?
Maybe you do that, you want to take it nice and slow.
But you don't.
This sounds like someone who'd be wearing yellow for their whole life.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Right. Baby, tell me what you want to do.
You got a heart for me already, baby.
You set the stage, Pete. You set the mood. I didn't do this.
This is like Kevin Harlan.
We're breaking every FCC rule.
If that's not your cup of tea, I'm talking about the stoplight party at 6:30 p.m. at the Culinary Center of KC. It's a pasta class, fabulous fresh pasta with two sensational sauces. I'm guessing a white and a red, I'm guessing. Learn how to make homemade egg pasta. Hartzell, you're an egg. Learn how to make yourself. The first dance party at the Levee in Kansas City starts at 6 p.m. Hartzell, you're already dancing, and it's 6 a.m. It is also karaoke night at the Indy. Someone told me over the weekend the Indy is a bar that you need to check out.
Indy bar is excellent.
I have not been there.
Yeah.
A lot of things on this list I've never done.
You need to do better. I need you to take it nice and slow. You know what I'm saying?
Hartzell, today marks the beginning of the Kansas City Esports Expo. The event will cover the breadth of esports, including a focus on major esports titles and categories. Those will include multiplayer, online battle arena, first-person shooter, fighting, sport, and real-time strategy games, and more. Happens beginning at 1 p.m. 3-day event at the OP Convention Center.
They got some Star Wars. They got some Star Wars games on that. Battlefront 2. I'd give that a shot. What do you game? Do you play any games?
You know, actually, I downloaded Grand Theft Auto 5 over the weekend. I've been messing with that a little bit.
How's it been? Isn't that fun? That's a good game.
Yeah, I've been doing missions. I helped my girl Tanya, who is a meth addict. She needed a car towed.
Next, naturally, yes.
So I helped her with that. Her boyfriend, JB, was MIA. See you back on the sticks later, Los Santos. Saturday at 9 a.m., it's Family Fun with Finances Jeopardy at the Black Archives of Mid-America in KCMO. Have you ever wanted to make it rain? It's all about what you know. Take this step to building or furthering...
Hold on, stop. Have you ever wanted to make it rain?
It's in the description, man. Take this step to building or furthering your financial IQ. Whether you have a little or a lot, managing your money is the first step to building your personal wealth. Join us for the fun. Again, it's Family Fun with Finances Jeopardy. That's Saturday at 9 a.m. At 9:30 p.m., at the KC Improv. It's the X Team, their signature show featuring improvised comedy from the cast of the KC Improv Company. Also Saturday, 1 p.m. at Knuckleheads, it's Open Jam. Music is mixed from
it's open jam
blues,
right here.
Oldies, classic rock, country. Says Biller Ebeling is a human jukebox.
Yeah,
also, Dollar Tacos, so a cheap lunch for my guy Hartzell. Loves a cheap lunch.
Sure do.
On Sunday, if you're not watching the football games, free bar at Bar 3. January Challenge kickoff class at Lululemon. So, Hartzell, you can squeeze into those yoga pants. Join us for a free Bar 3 class at Lululemon, Kansas City.
It's so Kansas City.
Talking a little too fast. Celebrating the launch of our January challenge. Bring your own mat and water bottle. So no sharing water bottles, Hartzell.
You know why you're talking so fast? You've got some confessions. You like that one?
Nope. Hartzell, this one's for you. I'm not even really sure what this means. On Sunday, a Star Wars Legion tournament.
Oh, let's go!
Noon at the Geekery in Shawnee, Kansas.
I did not know this was going on.
11 a.m. sign up. Noon, the beginning of the tournament. I don't even know what that means. So there you go.
Is it the 501st Legion? I don't know. You say a Legion tournament says a lot to me. If it's the 501st, that's the
I just don't care.
Stormtroopers, they're the 501st Legion. Okay, you know what, Pete? You know what? Don't put Star Wars on the bullet points if you don't want me to talk about it.
These are just some of the events. If you have one we need to know about, the email is kcmorningshow@gmail.com. Here's your sports preview locally. At the local college basketball level, teams are in action on Saturday as conference play begins. First at noon on ESPN+. K-State against Oklahoma. K-State looking for their second win in a row after narrowly beating Tulsa.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Before the break. Then at 1 p.m.
Okay!
On the SEC Network, it's Mizzou basketball taking on Kentucky. Mizzou is 8-4, and the Kentucky Wildcats are number 17 in the country. They're also 9-3. Chicken and Pickle having a Mizzou watch party.
Let's go, MIC!
If you can't make it to Trops. Later on, the game of the day in college basketball. Number 3 Kansas hosts the number 16 West Virginia Mountaineers at 3 p.m. at Allen Fieldhouse. West Virginia is 11-1, and Kansas is 10-2. We got to go to a game at Allen Fieldhouse.
Hey!
Eventually here, we're going to start going to events and putting out some videos. It's the new year. It's sometime this year.
We got to get some tickets. That's the problem. We don't have funds to buy those kind of things.
UMKC hosts Utah Valley.
Give us those kinds of things.
At 7 p.m. Very subtle. I like that. Very subtle.
Oh, we ain't too proud to beg on this show.
Utah Valley.
It's your KC Morning Show, baby.
Wraps up basketball Saturday. In the NFL, we talked about the AFC games before. The NFC games are on Sunday as the Saints host the Vikings at 12:05. Later, the Eagles host the Seahawks at 3:40 p.m. Odd times in the playoffs. Not your typical NFL times, but they're all national games, of course. Remember, follow us on everything. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. On iTunes, please rate and review us. Again, this show comes at you from the Unlabeled Music Services
in
Westport, Kansas City.
All up in your face.
So be sure to look them up. And of course, one more time with your weather for today. High of 45, low of 27. AM cloudy, and then some sun toward the end of the day. This will be one of those nights where you probably get one of those Kansas City sunsets.
Oh, KC silly sunsets.
And then Saturday, Sunday, it is sunny.
You just love it, don't you?
Warm enough. You know, not too warm, but warm enough in Kansas City where you're not going to be having to curl up that body and get your coat on. High of 40, low of 37 on Saturday. High of 51, low of 27 on Sunday. That is your weekend preview.
That's a show. Excellent job, Pete. Hey, what's that real feel? You told me a bunch of numbers. What's the real feel?
Do you want to know tomorrow's real feel?
I would love to know tomorrow's real feel.
Okay. Tomorrow's real feel. Let's just say you want to go by noon. Mm-hmm. 31. See, the temperature's quickly with the weather.
Pete, I am...
Temperature's tricky, I mean. I don't know why I said quickly. The temperature is tricky with the weather.
It's tricky! Tricky, tricky, tricky. Pete, I had a good show today. We ran very long, so I hope you enjoy us, because you got a lot of us in your feed today. 2020 New Year, same us. It is what it is.
Sweeney have done that? It's been nice. This has been a nice first show.
I think we're going to have a good year, man. I'm very excited for what we got planned in 2020. And thanks for doing it with us. One more time, Pete, plug the socials and where people can find us.
On Instagram, it's the KC Morning Show. KC Morning Show everywhere else. Again, Unlabeled Music Services. Check them out. They can do a ton for you. They got the website, the socials kicking themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it. That's about it.
You got us to top 50 daily news podcasts on Apple.
Rate and review.
Unbelievable.
Rate, review, and
it
leave
goes
a comment
a long way.
On iTunes. If you're listening on iTunes, please rate and review. Leave a comment. Again, share with your friends. Tell them to follow on Spotify. Subscribe. All the trimmings, because we need it.
All the trimmings, all the fixings. Hey, we love you. Have a great rest of your day. Happy weekend. Happy 2020. My name's Hartzell. That's Pete. We'll see you in the morning. Say bye, Pete.
The KC Morning Show.